From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. On Capitol Hill today, it was do-over time.
We're here, obviously, examining the state of the domestic automobile industry, part two, if you will, of these hearings.
As Senator Christopher Dodd said, it was part two after GM, Ford, and Chrysler failed last month to win billions of dollars in aid from Congress. This time, the CEOs drove to the Capitol in fuel-efficient cars. They brought detailed plans and asked for more money, but they may not have any better luck, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The CEOs sat side by side before the Senate Banking Committee. GM Chief Rick Wagoner went first. His company is seeking $18 billion in bridge loans from the government and needs, he says, $4 billion by the end of the month.
We're here today because we made mistakes, which we're learning from, because some forces beyond our control have pushed us to the brink. And most importantly, because saving General Motors and all this company represents is a job worth doing.
Ford CEO Alan Mulally said his company has also learned its lessons.
It used to be that we focused heavily on trucks and SUVs. Now we are shifting to a balanced product portfolio with even more focus on small cars and the advanced technologies that will drive higher fuel economy in all of our vehicles.
Ford is not seeking direct loans, but does want a standby line of credit of $9 billion in case the other companies go bankrupt. Chrysler is looking for $7 billion in government loans. CEO Robert Nardelli told senators his company has already made some difficult job cuts.
32,000 people have already lost their jobs, and 5,000 walked out Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which represented a 25% reduction in our salary workforce. So we take this very seriously. We understand our fiduciary responsibility. I can tell you I understand the weight of this meeting and tomorrow.
Added up, the Detroit Three are looking for some $34 billion in loans and guarantees. But economist Mark Zandi of MoodysEconomy.com testified that's not likely to be enough.
By my calculation, using my expectations for the economy and what it means for sales, market share, for pricing, I'm skeptical, doubtful, that it's going to end at $34 billion.
Zandi's prediction, the automakers will need $75 to $125 billion to stay afloat. Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, the chairman of the panel, said he backs a bailout and noted the Bush administration has already given a lot more to the financial sector.
If they can commit $200 billion to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and if they can back Citigroup to the tune of more than $300 billion, then there ought to be a way to come up with a far smaller dollar figure to protect this economy from the unintended consequences that would be unleashed by a collapse of the automobile industry.
But Republicans were skeptical. Richard Shelby of Alabama said he was against a bailout and didn't think much of the plans automakers presented for spending the money.
If you made this presentation to get a bank loan, I suspect that any sensible banker would summarily dismiss your request.
Members of the House Financial Services Committee will get their chance to grill the CEOs tomorrow. What happens next is unclear. Polls show an auto company bailout is opposed by most Americans, and right now Democrats appear short of the votes to pass a bailout bill. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.